Okay, so in this week's parsha, we're introduced to the mitzvah of challah, and the Torah says, "Ayaba achlecha milechem haaretz v'im shmul Hashem." So challah here, we normally say challah is like a loaf of bread, but here challah is the actual piece that you take off and give to the kohen. What we call challah, meaning the thing we eat on Shabbos, is not really challah in the Torah's terminology. It's a different discussion for a different time in terms of what bracha to make on a fresh challah. The Gemara Menachos points out on the final base, the Gemara there is commenting on the requirement that challah has to be, meaning the obligation to take challah is when the is when you're using one of the five minei dagon, so as opposed to oras and dochan. So the Gemara kind of links together three dinim where the word lechem is used. So the first is in Devarim Tazayin Gimel, the Torah calls matzah lechem oni, and then you have here with challah vayabalcha milechem haaretz, and then we also have Gemara here doesn't reference it, but it also kind of gets subsumed in this equation, in that when it comes to Birchas HaMazon, so the requirement is for lechem. That we'll see. That's the Gemara, the mission of the Gemara in Brachas Mem Dalet. So they seem to have similar properties. Obviously, there are certain differences. You don't have to eat matzah in order to make Birchas HaMazon. I mean, it doesn't have to fit the standards of matzah, but certain things remain the same. And same thing with challah. So Chamesh Zmini Dagon is clearly one of them. The fact that it's baked is another clear, obvious, meaning if you have, let's say, chulent, which is made out of the Chamesh Zmini Dagon, the Birchas HaMazon, there's no shiloh about that. Then other things are not so simple. One of the prominent machloksin is machloksin the Balei HaTosos about boiled dough. So the Mishnah Chala says that if you have a dough that starts off liquidy and then you put it into, let's say, water or you deep fry it, so that's clearly Pater Min HaChala. It would have to be a giant, you know, load. The requirement.
Is that like a pasta?
Oh, okay. So then Rabbeinu Tam says, what about pasta? So the end of the mission says, Chilasa Isa Vesofa Sufkani. You start with a dough, meaning it's not liquidy, it's doughy, and then you put it in water. So that's Chayevis Bechala. So the Tosa says, Mitchila Haya Ratzalam Rabbeinu Tam Dafka Chayevim Bechala. Why challah? Why is different? Because challah, when is the chiyuv of challah? When it turns into dough. But if you make dough and then you serve it and you don't bake it, so then it's clearly not hamotzi. The brother is pashas the shahakal, the cookie dough. Not getting into the complexities of that, probably, you know, without delving too much chibi shahakal. But here you cooked it. So Rabbeinu Tam says maybe there's a difference between challah and, let's say, brachos, because for brachos, the end is what determines it, so that's why cooking may make a difference. Then he says, no, you know what, it's the same halacha across the board, that if you take a dough and you put it in water, or oil for that matter, so it should retain the status as pas. The only thing is that noodles, pasta, or whatever their noodles look like, don't have two rice of the nama. It doesn't have the tzura of bread, meaning it may be doughy, but it doesn't have the formal shape of bread, and therefore it kind of gets off on a technicality. The Rush quotes the Rash Mishans that says, no, fundamentally there's a difference, that that what the Mishnah is talking about is somebody who Tchilasa Isa is you start off and you made a dough and you're planning on turning it into bread and then you decided you're going to make donuts out of it. So because challah, the chiyuv is based on the time you make dough, so if you were making bread and you made a giant loaf that's chayv challah, then you say, you know what, I don't want to take challah, I'm just going to turn it into donuts. That doesn't work. Because there the mechayev is the tchilasa, but certainly when it comes to challah, if your intention from the outset was to make it into donuts, or you know in the case of Birchas HaMazon, you always cooked it or boiled it or fried it, deep fried it, so then it would for sure be not bread. So this machlokas actually plays out in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says to be machmir, meaning if you have such a bread that was boiled as opposed to baked, then it has two rice in nama, meaning, you know, without getting into the details of that, like, but theoretically you can have a bread that's boiled according to Rabbeinu Tam, and therefore you should eat something else that's a bread and potter. So the truth is, you know, this really plays out with deep fried donuts. But donuts get off the hook for a different reason. Because donuts are possibly kissing, which we're going to get to in a minute. So possibly kissing, the Gemara in Brachas Nachman Beis says that possibly kissing, the halacha is, you say mizonos on them, and you don't have to wash, and you say alamichya, but if you're kovei suda, then you say hamotzi. So what's the lumdus of that? The lumdus is, I'm going to skip around here. The Shulchan Harav says this, that basically the on a Torah level, it's all the same. Meaning, if you make cake or you make cookies or you make bread, it's all the same. It's bread al pi halacha. So if you made a giant cookie dough, you'd have to take challah from it, and obviously you can't eat that. You know, it can't be yotze in the midst of matzah on that. But matzah has a special requirement of lechem only. So anytime you put in other ingredients, you're not gonna be able to be yotze in the midst of matzah, and it can't be chametz. But the point is that on a Torah level, it's all the same. And just that the rabbis said, you know, we're not going to make people crazy. That every time you want to have a cookie, you have to wash and make a mozi and say brechas hamazon. So they said we're going to split the following. That we're gonna say that things that are kind of more bread oriented, so the bracha is hamotzi, and things which are more snack oriented, the bracha is mizonos. So how do you define Pasul B'Kisnin to get to there? So there's three suggestions in the Rishonim. You have the Rashba, the Rambam, and the Aruch. Those are the 3 days in Shulchan Aruch. So Yesh M'Forshim Pas Sha'asui Kimin Kisen. That's the Rashba. That if it's a pocketed filling, so you have a pie, so that's Pasul B'Kisnin from the word kiss, like a pocket. The second opinion is the Rambam, and here's where you have a dispute between the Ashkenazim and the Sephardim. So, Isa she'iruba d'vash shemen acholav mine tavlin. So you have a dough, meaning the dough is not just flour and water, but there are other ingredients that significantly change the dough. So the Mechaber says, "Vushia tam tarovas hameperus otavon nigaris." As long as you can taste it in the dough, so that's enough to make a pasuk kiss. And the Ramah says, "No, that's pas gamor, but it has to be so much that it's clearly sweet." So here's where you have the dispute in terms of whether the sweeter challahs are sufficient for, if you're choshish for the Rambam's opinion, so you don't have a challah that's mizonos on Shabbos, and so for Svardim, so any bread that has like some sweeteners in it might already qualify as mizonos, so they try to avoid it, correct? But for the Ramah, as long as it's not like, you know, I would say the litmus test for the Ramah is, you know, would you make a sandwich, like a salami sandwich with it? So if it's so sweet that, you know, you couldn't eat it as like a salami sandwich, so that probably is already, even according to the Ramah. So that's the second opinion. And the third opinion is that if it's crunchy, that it would be mizonos. So the Mechaber says, Beis Yosef already says this, that since it's din rabbanan halacha gedivrei kulam, and if it meets any of the criteria, so you make a mizonos. Okay, but there's still a question what that means, and I don't have time to get all to the lumdus. Rabbi Kivager asks the question, you know, if this is really a suffix, so why aren't we, like, you find it all, like what we said before, like with the donuts. So if you had a donut that was tasteless, meaning it was just dough, so according to Rabbeinu Tam, it would be hamotzi, And if it was boiled in water, you took dough and you boiled it in water. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's a mozi. According to other Rishonim, and Mitzmazonos, so Mechaber says to be machmer and just eat it, you know, eat bread and put that in your meal. So why don't we say that here? So that's Rabbi Akiva Iger's kasha. So the Mamre Mordechai, quoted in the Bir Halacha, says that no, there's a difference. Here, it's possible that each of these opinions, just giving an example, meaning what's the guideline? The guideline is it a snack or is it a meal food? If it's a snack food, you can make a mizonos. If it's a meal food, you make hamotzi. But it doesn't necessarily follow the different criteria. So the Bir Halacha leaves that as a question. Is it basically definitional? Does it have to meet one of these three criteria? Or is it a broader thing? Is it meal versus snack? So this plays out in a few contemporary issues. One is, you know, Svaradim make mizonos on matzah throughout the year because it doesn't meet the criteria of the third opinion, meaning anything that's crunchy is mizonos according to the third opinion. Svaradim make mizonos on matzah. We don't. So one teretz, and that's what the Tzipes of Frank says, is that because matzah for us is a meal food. Nobody like takes matzah, you know. I mean, leaving aside that you'd have to wash and bench, but you know, nobody's gonna snack on a matzah. But he points out, of two basil Frank, that if you make matzah crackers, where the whole toelis of them is to snack on them, so then the bracha might be mizonos. And by Willigan, Amordechai, bracha, Simimalef, says the same thing with pizza. That he feels that pizza is generally eaten as a meal food as opposed to a snack food. And since I'm not even sure which of the criteria pizza would meet, meaning I think the old discussions of pizza assumed that there was a lot of fruit juice in the dough. I'm not even sure that that's true. It's not filled exactly the same way that Rashba says. But leaving that part aside, and let's assume it's not just bread with cheese on top, but even if you were to say that that it does meet one of these three criteria, but it doesn't really qualify as a snack. People don't snack on pizza. Now, you could argue that people do snack on pizza. That's a sociological question.
Is that why some people say, well, one slice, they have two slices?
Right. The one slice for two slices, that one slice assumes either that it meets one of these criteria, meaning it's filled with fruit juice, or it is, you know, it's filled... it's a pie, or that you assume that pizza is a snack food. One of those ways would get you to mizonos. Otherwise, it would just be bread with cheese on top, or it's a meal food and it's a mozi.
It's definitely a snack. It's not filling.
Two is because
your kaveh suda on it, right? Whether that's two, three, I don't know what people, how many slices normal people eat. That would be a mozi. Yeah. And then the last point, Rav Ozner points out, the mizonos rolls, you have the same issue, meaning if it really has a lot of fruit juice to the point where like you're going to eat it and say, yeah, this tastes different than, this tastes different than regular rolls, then the bracha would be mizonos.
You have like a potato hatta roll, like last night. Do you have to wash for the potato rolls?
Potato rolls are basically just flavored with potatoes. They have flour in them. The main ingredient is flour. The potatoes are just there to give it a little bit of taste. But if you had, let's say, a Pesach potato roll, which has no wheat in it, that would be shahakal. Meaning that's the way to go. If you don't want to wash, there are plenty of ways to make shahakal rolls. Mizonos rolls are harder to come by. Shahakal rolls, you know, they make them on Pesach. I don't think they last more than an hour once they come out of the oven. Like, they go bad pretty quickly. But, or you want to have tacos, you know, the tortilla ones that are made out of corn. So those are shahakal. It's ground corn flour. But mizonos rolls, assuming it's baked in an oven, so, A, if you eat it as a meal anyway, you're going to have to wash. So if you have a sandwich and it's like enough for a dinner, you have to wash anyway because you're kovei suda. But even if not, Rav Ozner points out, it's a very shvacha heter, mizonos rolls, because it have to have a lot of a lot of fruit juice in it. I have to be really nicker, and even then it's totally a namachlokas in the Bir Halacha whether the koveya is one of these definitions or whether the koveya is whether it's a meal or a snack, because I would assume that a mizonos roll is the same as a regular roll for that purpose. Okay.